AGM that's coming up and will be right here in the nation's capital, Yaounde. There are women of substance, caliber, and timber. Our studios become more beautiful with your presence. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mr. Jack.
Yes, I'm being with you on my media ride. You want to tell the world who I'm talking to this morning?
You are talking to Dr. Ngome Felicia.
Okay. And?
It's Krista Tabiare.
All right. You're all former students of the QRC. What memories do you have of the Queen of Rosie College, Okoyo Mamfe? Doctor, I begin with you.
Great memories. We started with the Rosary Sisters, and the whites, they have their way of dealing with students. And we had some sisters that at times some will sit, we remember, like Sister Morid. You see the way they will run behind us and make us study. And another memory that keeps coming into my head, you know, we had this stream. How do we call that stream?
The ram.
The ram. Okay. The ram. We used to go there through the forest to go and carry water. And it was so interesting. So the community life, living from the primary school and then going to where you are in the dormitory with other people, different culture, different background. You could see the interaction, the difference. And at that time, we were so united.
All right.
That unity amongst us, like girls meeting in one place. And I hope it is still going on with the students.
I want to believe that the college that was created since 1956, I mean, at the time when you actually attended college, it was, I'm sure, unique. The fact that you have a college particularly for girls at the time. How did people see you when you came back home for holidays, and you know you are actually from the QRC, a girls' institution? How did they see you? How did the community receive you back then?
Actually, for some of us coming from remote Mundemba, it was like these people are some whites coming back, and we used to talk all about Reverend Sisters and how the journey was so bad because then our roots were not really good.
Okay,
but that was the fun of it. So by the time we are recounting all these stories, everybody wants to hear. And apart from that, your sisters, your younger sisters, your friends, everybody's like, I want to go to Okoyo. Let me go and see the Reverend Sisters. Let me go and perceive the aroma of cakes and everything and go to Ram to buy fufu and eru. And all those things, it was just so interesting. Everybody was looking up to you and just waiting for their own children to grow up, so that they too can go to Okoyo.
All right. A lot has changed from that time till date. It's a new generation. It's a new era. Doctor, today we're talking about a general assembly that's actually coming up right here in Yaounde to group together past students of the college. How ready are we with the preparation?
Since it's a regular activity, once in every AGM, they already decide the next host.
Okay.
So it's not like we are taking her back. This time around, it's Yaounde that's hosting, and we've held a number of meetings because we have our regular meetings. Like I'm an upstart Yaounde, our regular meeting is every third Sunday. So for the past 3 months, we have been working, preparing. Every arrangement has been done. We have two churches that we are going to use, the St. Joseph Parish of Vogada and St. Peter and Paul in Simbok.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we are already set. Everything, the budget had been done and preparations are really on. Activities have been shared. People are already working on what we are going to do.
I know that when it comes to organization, you can trust women because some of the most successful different social groups we have are actually groups that are run by women. Madam Ara, talk to me. Within the AGM, are you organizing classes, maybe the 1998, the 2000? How is it organized out there?
Generally, we all have class groups where we are like sisters because we share the same experiences. And the AGM is the time when these different classes come together. And then we always have this match pass where we match by batches from the 1956 batch up till this. Unlike other schools, we are known for the year we got in, not the year we got out.
Okay.
And then we also have branches, which we call chapters. So these chapters will come from all over Cameroon, especially the Northwest and the Southwest, and then Douala and Yaounde, and the others just join us. So that is how we come together during the AGM. The different chapters come with their activities, with a report of what they've done during the year and everything, and that's how we move on.
Yeah, before we get down to understand the aim of this come together, what are the goals that you've actually set for yourself? A sad incident happened in the college when some armed gangs actually touched part of the college. Since then, have you been there to see things for yourself?
Actually, we've not been there, but we have contributed from far and near towards refurbishing the school, bringing it to a better image than it was before, because they always say something bad has to happen for something good to happen.
Correct.
So we actually gave a facelift to the school. The floors were tiled, the bathrooms, everything. Those dormitories were taken care of.
Okay.
And it pushed us to continue with our scholarship scheme so as to improve the enrollment in our school.
All right.
So the sad event brought a lot of good things to the school.
All right. Doctor, there are four dormitories in that that school.
Four houses
yeah. in the school. You could be surprised at how did I get that. But it's okay. So which one were you, doctor?
I was in Fatima House.
Okay, and you?
Mount Carmel.
What's the difference between Fatima and Mount Carmel?
The colors.
All right.
We are defined by colors.
Okay.
The different houses. It's so interesting. And whenever we meet, when you see those colors, Fatima, yellow.
Uh-huh.
They had Loretta.
Yeah.
Green.
Mm.
Then Mount Carmel, red.
Wow.
And then, I mean, Mount Carmel, blue. Then Lord's House, red.
Oh, beautiful. I see this.
So we always distinguish ourselves in those colors. When we have an event and we're traveling, we're in the colors and that kind of thing. It makes the whole thing look so flowery.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in, this is CRTV National Station. We're broadcasting live in Yaoundé. And I must say that after the arson attack on the school, the following year, surprisingly, enrollment tripled in the school. It tells you determination to give our children better education. I take this opportunity to extend greetings to students who are there and students who will be there in future at the QRC Okoyong. Let's get down now to the AGM that's coming up. What are the goals of this particular AGM that's coming up in Yaoundé? What is the objective set that you want to harvest?
Well, first of all, we are working on the theme empowerment, solidarity, and building resilience. Mm. That's our target. So we continue with our empowerment, empowering the girl child. And how do we empower the girl child? By that scholarship scheme. So that is our goal. We discuss a lot of issues. Our discussion centers around how to move the school forward, how to carry out our activities. And that's why, as we heard my sisters said, people do their reports of the different chapters, and the different chapters present what they have been doing, their activities, and that kind of thing. And from there now, we move to look the step forward. What are we going to do next? Like now, we've already done like the library. We built an ultra-modern library, and the building that we burnt, which gave us an opportunity to do something that is modern.
Correct.
So in the AGM that's coming up this October 11, 12, and 13, we are going to strategize for the next moves.
Okay.
What we planned last year have been achieved. We shall evaluate ourselves during this AGM to see how far we went, what has been done. But the main program that is going on presently is the scholarship scheme, which is contributed every year. Each person has a minimum to contribute, but others can contribute as much as 100,000, 500,000, 200,000, depending on the availability of funds. So what we have done this year is based on what we programmed last year.
Okay.
So this year now, we shall look forward to what we can do further. All is building capacities, developing the girl child, making sure the girl child is comfortable and has a level of competence to integrate themselves in the society.
Wow, that gives us a lot of insight to some of us who are fathers to daughters. I mean, it makes us feel good that some people somewhere are thinking about their well-being. Let me turn to you, madam. So who are those fit to be part of this AGM? Who are those fit to attend?
Actually, every Okoyong past student who is a registered member in any of the chapters is fit to attend the AGM. But it doesn't end there. We also welcome OPS, because those who are registered are called OPSANS, and those who are not registered are called OPS. They are just Okoyong past students. They are not members of the association.
Okay.
So they too are welcome to come and see how we function in our association and get them now to be interested in becoming part of it. And it doesn't just end there. Others are encouraged to watch us, and by so doing, think about sending their daughters to Okoyong.
All right.
What people don't know is that we now have very good routes going to Okoyong. We are improving on our teachers, and our dormitories are just the best. And the OPSAN is not just a past girl. The OPSAN is a woman.
Okay.
A woman of substance.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Because we don't talk, but you find us everywhere.
True.
I'll just give you examples.
Yeah.
The Minister of Education,
Secondary Education
is an OPSAN.
Professor Pauline Nalova.
Professor yeah. Pauline Nalova is an OPSAN.
Okay.
Everybody has heard about Professor Leke Rose.
Correct.
She received the Nobel Prize. Mm. She is an OPSAN. We have people like Justice Florence Are, who is in the Supreme Court. That's an OPSAN.
Correct.
We have Justice Asuabo. She's an OPSAN. And everybody is an OPSAN.
Wow.
Yes. Everybody is an OPSAN or a future OPSAN.
Wow.
As long as you have a girl child who is of good moral behavior and who is ready to work hard.
All right.
Because what we are brought up to know is a woman is equal to none. We lead and the men follow.
Okay.
That is the OPSAN for you.
Wow. So there are just two group of people in the world, OPSANs and the rest.
That is it.
And they lead and others follow. Yeah, and of course, it's been seen by the different walks of life and position that you actually occupy in this society today. And the difference that you are actually making. Let's get down to talk about the program of activities. What activities, doctor, will dominate that come together?
As they're arriving on Friday evening, it's sociocultural activities. Different groups, they prepare prepare what they want to prepare. So it's like some agenda in a bag and we should be unveiled on that day.
Okay.
We are having kind of a ballet dance. Mm. The group is mixed. You see the young, the old,
wow.
And then you will see us dancing ballet. It's
okay.
Quite interesting. So other groups, maybe they'll be presenting the song, some will be presenting dance. So it's a mixture of so many activities. That's the Friday evening. Then now the meeting proper is on Saturday.
Okay.
We shall be holding in the hall of the Vogada Parish.
Mm.
Then now we shall have our meeting proper after Mass. That's when now what had happened in the different chapters will be unveiled, and then we put a program, like some kind of a perspective, the way forward. And then on Sunday now we shall be closing with a Mass in the morning, and after that breakfast and people take off to their different destinations.
So beautiful. I know that you're all raised as girls, but like she said, you grow up to be women.
Yeah.
And are mothers now and with husbands.
Yes.
Is the public expected to also be part of this big event? Is the public allowed to come and see?
Yes. What happens during our AGMs generally is that there is a march past.
Okay.
We march along the streets of the area where we go for the AGM to make people know that these women who are walking past are women from a particular school.
Okay.
And that kind of serves as publicity. And we'll also have a gala for those who want to. They can still come and see what is happening and maybe support us to help make our school a better place for young girls.
All right. I want to thank you very, very much. And of course, I know that every time women meet, there's always a lot to eat. I mean,
sure.
Cameroon is blessed with a lot of food. I'm sure there will be plenty of Ero, plenty of Esuban Zamgen, plenty of Achu, plenty of Pakoko, I don't know, plenty of Pankala. I'm sure it's going to be rich in that sense too.
Oh, sure. It's going to be rich, but that will have a wide variety.
All right.
Yeah. From the southwest to the northwest, all the different variety. You know, we are very rich, as rightly said.
Correct.
Cameroon is blessed.
Thank you.
Variety. So there's going to be a whole lot of it.
All right. And the beauty of the Cameroonian woman too will be seen on that day. I want to thank you all both for coming to talk to us as our guests of the week. Now, before I take leave of you, any message to the young upsands?
Our message for the ops who have not yet joined our association, we just want to tell them they are missing. And the AGM that is coming will be an opportunity for them to come and see firsthand what they are missing. And why not join the association?
Okay. We're going to end this conversation with a song. I want you guys to sing me any popular song that I used to sing back then in school in those days.
Wow.
Let's see. We come from QRC.
Uh-huh.
They come from different schools.
Wonderful.
We are Obsans Osiona Music.